Getting yourself into the zone is not an accident. It is actually an intentional process, and one that can be repeated over and over again. My guest today is the creator of a new app that is designed at its core to help you get your work done without distraction. This is the 5 a.m. Miracle, episode number 372, Finding Your Flow with Ulf Schwekendieck, founder of the Centered app. Good morning, I am Jeff Sanders, and this is the podcast dedicated to dominating your day before breakfast. My guest today is the founder and CEO of Centered, the first flow state app to bring modern mindfulness techniques into the workplace and the productivity industry. Centered reimagines standard task management apps and allows you to create a task playlist using custom focus music or your own Spotify, as well as a virtual productivity coach to help you find your flow state, where you're focused, aware, and creating your best work without distraction, basically in the zone. And now here is my interview with Ulf Schwekendieck.
Oh my God, that was actually perfect. It's a very rare thing that somebody can pronounce Schwekendieck the right way.
Well, I'll keep practicing that for all the episodes in the future. But I'm glad to talk to you today because you're a guy that I recently met, and I think that the second that I saw like who you are and what you are doing, I was immediately drawn to it because it really speaks to, I think, a lot of the work that I do, the work that I talk about here on the podcast, and that has to do with being in flow. And so give us kind of your story of when you kind of decided that that was a part of your life or when you discovered it to be helpful. Like what's your story behind flow?
Yeah, so I'm an engineer by trade for like a long, long time. Worked at lovely, cool startups and big companies. Was like at Siri, for instance, and then later on at Apple. Obviously, that story happened. And engineers in general always love this concept of flow. I think a lot of us became engineers or software engineers because we experienced this feeling of flow really early on. Throughout my career lately, flow didn't happen that often anymore. Didn't you notice that, you know, flow for a lot of people kind of drifts away, especially when you get into like management and whatnot. It's a rare thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The other interesting piece is, do you remember in like a corporate setting, how many people come in and say, oh my God, today I got work done? It barely ever happens.
So true.
It's like people are out of a sudden saying, it's like, wow, this morning I come early to the office when nobody else is there so I can actually get work done. That sounds so terrible to me. And that was really like the trigger to figure out, it's like, well, but the like quote unquote work done is the thing that we live for. That is why we like wake up in the morning, and that is why we go and pick our job, and that what fulfills us. That's what brings this world forward too. And we barely ever experience that feeling these days. So I set out to fix that.
So how would you define flow? Because I've looked this word up many times in the past, trying to nail down a specific definition, and it seems to be, you know, a general sense of being in the zone. Or how would you describe it?
I usually go with an example here rather than just another, you know, textbook definition of it. To me, flow is that feeling when you are in an airplane and open your laptop, right? It's like the most productive space, weirdly, to ever get any work done. You open your laptop in an airplane, there's nobody that bugs you, there's most of the time no internet, so no notifications come in, and you get to write, you get to code, you get to design. Time flies by without you even noticing, and out of a sudden you are in the next place where you're set out to go to. And that feeling of anything else passes by, that like you're feeling like the loss of time, and you're feeling highly concentrated in what you do and just hyper productive too, is like what I would explain as flow.
Yeah, I think that experience, I think all of us have experienced that. But I think that it's one of those, I mean, we're not always in airplanes. So I guess the more
so let's like replicate that, right?
Right. So I guess that's the question. Then how do we tap into flow more often? How do we make sure that if we can set ourselves up to be in that position to experience that, you know, without being in those very specific environments, like how can we do that?
So and that's why we ended up building Centered as an app that helps you to achieve flow more often, get in there quicker, and stay in there for longer. You've had a chance to play with the app yourself a little bit. What do you think so far?
Oh, definitely. I think it's very intriguing to have an app. I have not experienced this before where you said, I'm going to play a task. I'm going to start this and then let it kind of happen. And it just creates an environment where it says, okay, now, Jeff, just do one thing and do it well and get it done. And I think that I've had an experience like that similarly in the past, you know, being very intentional when I know I want to block distractions and I want to make sure I'm getting stuff done. But I've never seen an app really, its primary focus is to put me in that space. I think that's a really, really intriguing idea. I love it.
Yeah. And so that's what we're set out to do. We're trying to build an operating system for productivity and really like a tool that helps you to get into flow. In our first iteration of this, we're like a young 11 months old startup. We focus mostly on playing one task, hitting play on a task. Monotasking is super important. Also, time boxing is very important. We ask you right now to actually think about how long do you think you will need to complete that task. So you hit play on this task, and we try to do anything possible that worked for our customers before to get quicker into flow. You know, you talk in your podcasts a lot about distraction blocking and like setting yourself up with the right work environment, and that is the core of achieving flow, right? That is like if you have like a busy mind all around, like how can you like out of a sudden like dive into something like on your computer if like your office, for instance, is just a mess. So I think more and more people are tackling that aspect. But then out of a sudden, your computer itself is still a mess. You're getting a ton of notifications all the time. You're having probably your Slack or your Microsoft Teams open, or you're having iMessages on your computer. They're just distractions all the time. And yes, you can put your computer into specific modes. You can try to remember to go into certain apps, say Slack, and like put that in a certain mode so it actually respects your flow time. And we figured we wanted to do all of that automatically for you. So we're centered. When you hit play on a task, we put your entire system in Do Not Disturb mode. We connect to, for instance, your Slack account and put that to Do Not Disturb mode. There's one specific piece here that's actually really important. It sets your message to I'm in a focus-centered session to let your coworkers know that you are trying to flow right now. And it actually works magical. Your coworkers are respecting that, at least from our data so far, are respecting that. And really the only interruption you might get after your flow session was a message of like, what was that? I want that. Like it made me not want to interact with you during that time. So there's that. And then there's music that we play. And that is like specific music that is designed to help you again remember to be in flow, be in that state of doing one thing at a time. It's music that is not too exciting. It's not too boring. You experienced it before in the app too. It just helps you to get into that state quicker. And then lastly, and I think that is like our special sauce to this, you're introduced to Noah, your productivity guide. Noah is like, think of it like as a Siri for productivity. Noah greets you. Noah gives you check-ins when you're like halfway done with your task, when you're almost done with your task. And Noah also detects when you get distracted on your computer and just highlights that when you say, go to YouTube out of a sudden, or go to like iMessages or Slack while you were set to a writing task or a podcast editing task. So with that together, I feel like we're building like an automated tool to help you to get into that flow state quicker and stay there longer and actually get your work done.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that you, and really creative in that sense, to have combined all of these elements together, because I have a specific checklist that I use before I begin a focus block of time. And that checklist includes all these things that basically Center does automatically. So I'm manually turning off distractions and notifications and closing apps and blocking websites and all of those things just to guarantee I get in the zone. And I love the idea that I could start a focus block of time and just get into that zone really almost instantly, in that sense of just like it shuts down the world so you can just do one thing.
That's 100% correct. And that is exactly that like checklist that we're running down. Again, I think there are a handful of us that have these checklists and do them, but our idea was like, how do we really get this to the masses? How do we get this like feeling to really any knowledge worker out there that spends some time on the computer? And most of the people just don't like to, you know, prepare themselves as much. Like they want to click a button, right? And that's almost as, you know, it needs to be very, very simple to get into that state to experience for the first time until you know what you missed before.
That's very true. You mentioned the music elements. I'm curious about that too, because I've toyed around with a lot of music apps in the past. I mean, I began with like house and techno music, and I've changed over to classical for a while. Like, do you find that the music element is an essential component to being in flow, or is that something that is more like an individual choice?
Over 70% of our customers are having the music turned on by default. That might be good data point here. I haven't seen yet a scientific conclusive paper that says like that, for instance, binaural beats are actually scientifically proven to make you more focused and get you quicker into flow. It does work for me. Same for our music. It does work for a lot of our customers. We always give you the chance to also link it to your Spotify and play your music through Spotify if you want to have your death metal playing while you're focusing. and we do have customers that love that. And, you know, that is what gets them into flow. But overall, I feel like it is just, again, another Pavlovian bell for you. Like it is all about, you know, building habits. And how do we build habits? By giving you like good triggers when something good happened to you, right? You completed a task. We take over your screen. We show you a beautiful image and remind you to give yourself gratitude that you just completed that. That is, for instance, one of the like triggers, like you want more of that. You feel good about what you just done. And now you're connecting that to the music of, oh, I'm listening to the music. That means this is my focus time. And, you know, we have about 80 hours worth of music right now. Growing about 10 hours every month. And it really helps our users to get into this state. So there's an interesting anecdote. We had a bug a while ago in our like beta phase, and we were stopping to play music. And the moment that happened, before I even noticed it, my phone would blow up from some of our beta users, and they're basically saying, bring it back immediately. I cannot work today otherwise. And so that's yet another, you know, funny anecdote of, wow, for some people, it really does work.
This podcast is all about productivity. And one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas. And with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make a better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. My biggest struggle with my health now is, and has always been, my allergies. When my sinuses are clogged up, I really can't get anything done, including recording this podcast, because I spend the entire day blowing my nose and clearing my throat. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing me with samples. Claritin D tackles nasal congestion caused by allergies or a cold and also relieves sinus congestion and pressure due to allergies. This double-action combination of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. If you're loving this podcast and would love to get exclusive bonus episodes of the 5 a.m. Miracle, as well as every episode 100% ad-free, you're going to love 5 a.m. Miracle Premium. By joining 5 a.m. Miracle Premium, you will get access to exclusive bonus episodes of this show, 100% ad-free content, early access to the latest episodes, exclusive access to the entire back catalog with over 400 episodes, as well as any other features that launch in the future. Now, in addition to all of that, you are supporting me and this podcast, which allows me to keep this show alive and making podcasts you love. To learn more and join today, simply go to 5ammiraclepremium.com. Once again, that's 5ammiraclepremium.com. Yeah, I've definitely noticed that if I put on headphones and I listen to the right kind of music, like time really does disappear and I really can get really into a task, which is kind of my next question here. Are there specific tasks that you tend to do better in focus blocks or certain tasks that you think work better with centered in terms of, you know, I'm going to choose to do, like I'm going to write for a while, code for a while. Like, are there ones that are easier to get into flow, or is your goal to get into flow just as often as possible with everything you're working on?
So our goal, and that's how we actually set up our entire company, is for anybody that works for us, for instance, has to get into 2 hours of flow a day. We have a flow block in our calendars, and it's completely blocked out. Nobody gets to talk to anybody unless really like the world is on fire. And it is interesting how that changes in terms of output. I know you had a, who was your lovely guest? You had like a guest on your startup that was talking about running startups actually without working for 14 hours a day. What was it? Was it Steve? I listened to one of your episodes lately, and it was like, yes, that is exactly it. Like, more people should think about how we can work more focused every day, even when we're building a young early company, and have actually time for our friends, our family, for our loved ones to like go for a walk and take care of your body and not just work really long hours. And I think flow is the solution to that, actually. You get more done in less time. So to go back to your question, though, I think it really depends on what you do. It really works well for shallow tasks. There's just many, many shallow tasks that I'm like running through and I just need to get out and I don't want to get distracted. And I just know these like 10 things have to be done, or these like 20 emails have to be answered. And it works really well for the design work, for the writing work, for the editing work, for the programming work. So it really works. It's a different set. Like, it depends. Like, I think about it rather when I do onboardings with our customers. I ask them, it's like, when is the time where they can be most creative and when is the time they get most distracted? It's mostly in like your 3 p.m. in the afternoon when you get your lull and you're like, okay, like that is actually a pretty good time to just, you know, make yourself a coffee, whatever your poison is, and sit down for half an hour and do your shallow tasks in like one focused center session, and you're done with them. And they're these like typical procrastination tasks that, you know, we all have and we don't really want to get done. But if you set the intention right for it, I think center is great for that as well. You get less of that deep, everything fades out feeling, and you get more that like, wow, I just spent half an hour and get all my work done accomplishment feeling through like going through your shallow tasks.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, either one of those is going to lead to, you know, being more productive and then feeling better about it. I'm curious in terms of the environment, because I know one thing that I tend to focus on a lot when I want to get focused is just, you know, where I physically am, you know, people that are around me, my dog being in the room, for example, is a distraction I tend to try to get rid of. It's like, how do I, you know, what kind of environment are you trying to build so that you can be in flow more consistently?
So we serve you right now about a video a day, a very short, like, 1.5 video where we talk about exactly these topics of, okay, how do you set up the best work environment and whatnot for specific cases. One that really works well for me is actually set up the right scent in my room. I have like a diffuser and I just like put my peppermint on when I'm trying to be productive, or if I'm stressing out a little bit, I put my lavender in there and this calms me down a little bit. It's like one piece of like keeping the room in a certain mode. Again, it's like that Pavlovian bell. You smell something long enough and know that that smell is associated again with a certain task that you do, you get like quicker into it and you're less stressed out about it. So for instance, like, again, like, so smell is like one of the solutions to it, or scent rather than smell, I guess. So that was one. The other one is really just build your ritual when you work. And it's similar to meditation, right? Where you get really good in meditation. You can sit in the busiest train station and in the middle of the hustle and bustle and close your eyes for a second and get centered and forget about the world around you. I think that's something we all like can strive for. I would love to, you know, sit in a corner in a hotel lobby and still be able to flow. And sometimes I am. Headphones help me a lot with that. So to me, it's like putting a headphone on means I am plugged in into my system and I'm, for instance, doing some programming work.
Yeah, I love the idea of the scent changing the room. For a long time, I used to use a candle that I would light to signify like, okay, now I'm beginning my focus block. And to me, that was just a visual reminder that I was going to focus for a while. But I love the idea of the scent changing also as just, you know, another trigger to say, you know, now it's flow time.
Here's another fun thing that we do right now. If you we have this. Since we are on a wait list, once you are in centered, you can get your friends into centered ahead of time when they were normally just on the wait list and waiting for us to add more users to our service. The moment you have 5 friends off the wait list and get them into centered, we're actually sending you a little wooden box with a little foam padding on the bottom of it. It's just a bamboo box that fits just an iPhone. And our idea here is that, you know, whenever you get in a centered session, don't even try to have your phone on your desk or anywhere. Just put it in the box. It's just a beautiful little like box that you can put on your desk. Even if your phone vibrates, it will take that vibration out with that foam padding. So you really won't get distracted by your phone while you're in flow.
That's a really good idea. I love that. I've heard of people having lock boxes before for their phones just to make sure they aren't going to be a distraction. I mean, for a long time, I turned my phone off and put it into another room in the house just to get it away from me for a while. But yeah, I love the foam padding idea. That's a really good one.
you know, you still know it's there, even though it's a little bit like Schrödinger's box, right? You don't really know it's there if you're not seeing it anymore. But yeah, I think for me personally, it works so well.
So for a lot of our listeners, they're working from home and have been for a while now. How can we get into flow more often from home? Because it's obviously going to be probably a more distracting environment for a lot of us. Are there ways that we can, I guess, hide ourselves away or get into flow even when we're in like a more difficult environment?
Yeah, it goes back to actually educating the people around you. I'm German, you know, we Germans always love to educate people, regardless if we're asked or not. But I think that there's something to it of explaining to the people in your household, either in a playful way or, you know, if it's a grown up, to your wife or in-laws, that it's only going to be for X amount of time. I think setting the expectation of like, look, this is just me doing this for a certain time, explaining why you're doing this and what the outcome for them is. Say, hey, in-law, I'm actually going to spend some time later with you that I wouldn't be able to spend otherwise if I wouldn't be doing this very focused session right now, because it would take me a lot longer to do. Really just it's like having this open communication and what the impact of you actually putting your headphones on and what it means if your headphone is on, that you probably should be left alone for just half an hour, just an hour at a time. You will take breaks and you will spend more time with your loved ones, and that is actually really good for everybody involved.
Yeah, certainly. I know that's one thing I've worked with. You know, my wife works from home as well, and so I have a sign on my door that says, you know, a focus block of time, so she knows that I'm doing that. And having those conversations, I mean, that changed a lot for us in terms of, you know, negotiating who is focusing when and for how long. And I think once you have a good rhythm there, it's pretty amazing how much more everyone gets more done.
But that is like just one piece of it. Yeah, everybody gets more work done, but maybe you realize that too. My wife and I have the same thing. We actually get to spend more quality time with each other too, because we got our work done, and that means like we can take that evening stroll around the block, or we can go and visit the in-laws, because there's actually the work is done.
That's a really good point. Yeah. Well, it goes back to the idea you said before. It's just like when you can focus, and the distractions are gone, you're going to get more done in less time. And that's just going to lead to a shorter workday ultimately. And I love when I have those kinds of days, because I feel so much more just like physically better because the work got done faster. And for me, my quality bar also goes up. I get more work done and it's better as well.
100% agree, because you figured out what your good times are when your output is the highest, right? And with that time, you just have the right environment set up. You actually got enough sleep because you didn't pull an all-nighter. You don't have to take any, you know, supplements to help you focus or whatnot. I'm looking at you students right there. because you can actually just set up your body in a right way to get really meaningful deep work done in less time if you have the right environment. And mostly if it's these days deep work, you need that right environment, not just in your office, in your study hall, or in your like dorm room. You need it inside of your brain and inside of your computer. That's where you need that right environment too. And that's hopefully what we're helping with.
This podcast is all about productivity. And one area of my life that has always needed a few extra strategies is wrapped up in the world of finance. Now, you could argue that being financially productive is even more important than other areas. And with my sponsor, Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate multiple accounts into one hub or dashboard, just like I do with my own investment accounts. Now, I'm actually looking at yahoofinance.com right now, and I can see the stocks I'm following. I can customize my portfolio and even securely connect other brokerage accounts that I have. It was fascinating for me to see that the number one brand behind every great investor is Yahoo Finance. Now, I'm not a seasoned investor, so I love to find extra guidance to help me find and make a better financial decisions, which is where Yahoo Finance comes in and gives you the tools and data you need all in one place. They show a big picture look at financial news, independent research, and what I love the most, customizable charts for your own investments. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com. That's yahoofinance.com. Allergies are my nemesis and always have been. When my sinuses are clogged up, I really can't get anything done, including recording this podcast, because I spend the whole day blowing my nose and clearing my throat. Luckily, for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing me with samples. Designed for serious allergy sufferers, Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. Claritin D's fast symptom relief starts working on allergies with nasal congestion in as little as 30 minutes. Ready to live life as if you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin Clear. Fast and powerful relief is just one quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed. The 5 a.m. Miracle audiobook is available now on Audible, Amazon, and Apple Books. It's full of specific how-to advice and action steps to help you wake up early, dominate your day, and achieve your life's grandest goals. It's 4 hours of energy-packed audio that's read by me. And the audiobook walks you step-by-step through the 5 a.m. Blueprint, which is my 7-step productivity framework. You will learn how to set your grandest goals, craft clear boundaries around your work, optimize your ideal week, and discover what the pros do to get the most out of their day. Just visit 5ambook.com to get your copy of the 5 a.m. Miracle audiobook today. Once again, that's 5ambook.com. You know, speaking of supplements, I know that one thing I have kind of toyed with over the years are, you know, doing things like having a green tea with a focus block of time versus a coffee versus, you know, versus a supplement or something. Like, have you found that people can get into flow kind of better or worse in terms of balancing, you know, nutrition or hydration or things like that? Or how much does your diet affect your ability to get into flow?
Interesting. I have not experimented too much with it myself. I'm a big fan of intermittent fasting. I usually don't eat until 2-3 in the afternoon and stop eating at like 8. There's one, I think the hardcore intermittent faster would roll the ass right now, because there's one exemption here for me. I am a cappuccino drinker, and I cannot have it without milk. So that is, I guess, like my one poison that I'm taking to technically break my fast, I guess. But I'm trying not to have any other food before that. Helps me concentrate. A lot of our employees swear by this mix called Magic Mind. I don't know if you have heard of those shots from James Bishara.
Oh, I had him as a guest on my show. Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Yeah. So they really enjoy drinking it in the morning, and it feels like they're getting more work done with that. It's a good supplement to get you in focus quicker.
Yeah, I've definitely found that if you have the right mix of stuff. I mean, for me, I love coffee, and I love to, you know, to be caffeinated, but I know that there's definitely a balance of that to make sure that I can focus well, because it's easy to have too much, and then I'm just distracted by myself because I'm too caffeinated. So like, there is a healthy balance somewhere in there.
100% agree. I think, you know, matcha is another really good supplement there, I think, which is like one of the ingredients. For instance, I'm with you. I'm an absolute coffee nerd. I could not go without it. And it was really hard to learn how to put my coffee consumption on a schedule.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, that's difficult too with intermittent fasting as well. I mean, I've done the same thing for the last few months, and I know that there's a certain balance of like what you consume and when, and how that affects your energy, your focus, your mood. Like all those things are really like tightly tied together. But I think it is kind of that knowing yourself and knowing how you respond to those things definitely helps a lot.
I think the one important piece here to highlight though is that there's no silver bullet. The like human body is overall so different for every person that you really have to figure out what works for you. And just because, you know, you and I say, well, you know, this scent works really well for me, you might feel appalled to it. So you have to find your own way, and you have to kind of make it a fun game to see, well, is it coffee, tea, matcha? Is it peppermint or lavender? Whatever. It's just like this fun experimentation until you figure out what's working and what not. And I think that goes back to great experimentation is great, but if you just listen inwards or you like meditate in the morning, you're like, okay, how do I feel today? Did this make a change? It's very unscientific. So with centered again, it comes back to you can actually measure based on your distractions, how certain impacts of your environment changed over time your productivity, because will help you show you like where you got distracted and how often and whatnot. So you can actually like use that to measure your experimentation game.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, that's definitely been a big part of my entire journey. I feel like I'm constantly trying to figure out who I am, how I work best. Like it's kind of a game, but it's one that, you know, it's led to lots of amazing, you know, realizations about how I work best. And speaking of that, you mentioned meditation earlier. I don't tend to meditate as often as I'd like to. And I'm curious as to, do you think that meditation as a practice helps people to get into flow better or more often? Are you trying to like, train your brain to think more clearly? Or where do you think that those kinds of practices play into this this desire to be in flow more often?
I think less about meditation and more overall about mindfulness. Okay. Just that practice of realizing what's happening with yourself, of listening to what that feeling is that you're experiencing right now, being aware of your action that you're doing right now. I think that really helps you to get into flow. The more you can listen to yourself and your body trying to, you know, send you signals, and the way you can actually use these signals to either just, you know, tag an emotion, for instance, and say, cool, this is the emotion right now. This is just an emotion. It will pass. Can really help you in your flow practice as well, because you can say, well, you know, I'm really stuck right now. I'm getting frustrated. I'm realizing it's frustration that I'm feeling right now. I know that feeling is going to pass. Let's take a deep breath and just try and like get on that problem once more. And I think those two things are very connected. And that is the interesting piece about overall meditation, mindfulness of it kind of creeps into every aspect of your life, right? You learn how to communicate with your partner better. The moment you actually learn how to listen to yourself, you probably can listen to others as well. But it's a muscle that needs to be trained, and that's why I think all of us are saying, I would love to meditate more, but it's hard to, you know, make time for it.
Yeah, certainly. It's one of those that once you're in it, it's in a flow to do it often, the flow of habits. I feel like that's when things begin to click. I know recently I've been going through a kind of a different phase in my work where I'm doing more writing, more content creation. And I tend to find I can get into a flow better with that. And it becomes kind of like a meditation in a sense that when I do shut down distractions, I have more awareness and I can get into the flow faster. Just simply because I'm doing one thing and I'm like letting myself get into it fully.
There's also just this aspect of planning your flow, right? Where you're really setting the intention before you get into flow to say, this is what I want to achieve. And I think this is still hard for us when we use task management software and whatnot, where we say, it's like, what is it actually that we can achieve within the next hour, right? It's not write chapter one of your book. It is something more fine-grained, tuned to what you can actually done in a flow session. And sometimes we jump too quickly into saying, play on write chapter one of my book, without actually thinking about, you know, the 1 hour we can actually spend on that right now and what we want to accomplish in that 1 hour. And it's really hard to come up with what we think we can accomplish in an hour, right?
Yeah, that's very true. I mean, to that exact example, like, that's how I learned to write books better, was to be more specific. And I wouldn't say write the first chapter. It'd be more like research this topic or write 2 pages or whatever the case was. Something that's more manageable in that block session. But yeah, I find that the more awareness you have over what you want to accomplish and set that intention, yeah, that certainly makes a huge difference in terms of flow and overall productivity.
I 100% agree.
So is there anything else about the Centered app you want to mention, or anything else about flow that you think our listeners would be able to apply today, or a way that action step they could take to set a better intention or to get more done today?
I think here's really the interesting piece when we think about flow that I love to talk about, is just imagine a world where all of us would spend 2 hours a day in flow. How would this world look like? We would have brand new companies being founded. We would have probably cures to the diseases that we're eagerly waiting for quicker. We would have new writing pieces of the century written if we would actually give our supercomputer in our head, our brain, actually the chance to work on full capacity. And I feel like this, our entire society is moving away from that. It's all about like quick bites left and right, a quick interruption here, a quick thing there, you know, a 15-second video followed by another 15-second video. And that is not creating the works of the century. The 2 hours sitting down every day and, you know, being in a good place, putting your headphones on, listening to music and trying to not get distracted, that is what actually brings us as a species forward.
Yeah, certainly.
And that's really what we're trying to figure out and helping with Centered.
Well, just the concept of getting into deep work and being able to do more of that, I think you're totally right that we miss that so much when all we're doing is the little stuff. And I mean, 2 hours a day seems so manageable for most people to think that, you know, I could block distractions for that amount of time and then allow myself to work on something in a deep way that previously would have been either postponed or probably never even worked on at all.
I think it's interesting, though, how do we get around the idea of setting the expectation that, for instance, an email needs to be answered within 15 minutes or whatsoever when you receive it, right? A lot of people are just, I am so surprised when I do 3 blocks of email a day, the morning, at lunchtime, and in the evening, and I don't open my email doing that otherwise. And it's so interesting to see how quickly, even doing like an email flow session, how quickly people answer already. And I'm just sitting there and I'm just like, don't we have other more important things to do than like take our phone the moment it like lights up and do a quick reply to that email because of that anxiety of like an overflowing inbox? It just sounds so counterintuitive of us smart, productive people. Right, that we have that urge of responding to email all the time.
Well, I think to that degree, it's also that just realizing that that behavior is addicting, and it's wanting to have that kind of response rate, and you know, being always attentive. You feel productive. You get that hit of dopamine whenever that happens, and like that tends to override our desire to do the deep work that's actually more meaningful. And it's like we have to unlearn those bad habits to get to a place where we're not just reacting all the time.
And that goes back to mindfulness. Like, first of all, before we can even start to unlearn these habits, we have to be aware of these habits and aware of these effects that, you know, yes, there's variable reward triggers and we're gonna, every single time, you know, our phone lights up, it can be something different. It can be something great. It can be that next job offer that came in. It could also be your boss yelling at you. You never know. It's a little bit of that anxiety piece to it. And we just have to start being aware of what these systems are designed for and how we experience them before we can even start working on eliminating that, right?
Yeah, very true. Very true. All this has been amazing. I feel like I need to get into flow immediately now because of this conversation. So for our listeners today who want to learn more about Center and about the work you're doing, where can they go to learn from you?
So you can visit us on center.app and download our software. We'll be out of waitlist, hopefully, by then. And you can just download the software. If not, you know, find somebody who's already using Center, tweet at us, and we're happy to get you off that waitlist as quickly as we can.
Okay, excellent. I'll make sure we have the links for that in the show notes page this week. Other than that, this has been great. I really appreciate your time. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks, Jeff. It was super fun to talk about this.
And for that action step this week, of course, go try out the Centered app. You know, there are many advantages to using the right tech tools at the right times, and the Centered app provides an incredibly focused interface that can help you get your work done faster and without distractions. For links to the Centered app, as well as to other things that Ulf is working on right now, go to jeffsanders.com/372. And that's all I've got for you this week here on the 5 a.m. Miracle Podcast. Until next time, you have the power to change your life, and the fun begins bright and early. Hey, it's Jeff Sanders, and I'm here to tell you about Greg McKeown and his amazing show, The Greg McKeown Podcast, part of the Yap Media Network. Want to achieve more by doing less, all while avoiding burnout? You can design a life that really matters with Greg McKeown, author of New York Times bestsellers Effortless and Essentialism. His mission is to help you advocate and negotiate your way to remarkable results. Every Tuesday, Greg discusses one key topic he finds interesting and valuable through the lens of the essentialist. Every Thursday, he invites thought leaders, entrepreneurs, celebrities, and people like you for inspired weekly conversations focused on learning how to do what matters first and do less but better. His content will stir your thoughts and spark inspiration and action. And his British accents, well, that's just the cherry on top. Subscribe to the Greg McKeown Podcast today on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform.